Instead of showing fear when Buster approached the bed, the little girl held out a hand, and when he was near enough, she took one of his shaggy paws and patted it. This seemed natural enough to Buster, for he could not understand why anyone should be afraid of him, and Chiquita had done the same thing many times. But to most little girls, perhaps, it would seem like a brave and fearless thing. This little girl, like Little Red Riding Hood, was not afraid of bears or wolves until they tried to eat her up.
"I'm glad to see you, Buster," she said with quaint gravity. "But how did you ever get here?"
Buster grinned and turned his head toward the open window. The little girl followed his gaze and instantly understood.
"Oh, you came through the window," she added. "That makes it so much more interesting. Fairies and elves always come through open windows. Won't you sit down?"
Buster was quite tired after his hard run and very glad to accept this invitation. The foot of the bed seemed a very inviting seat, and he sat on the white coverlet. But almost immediately, he sprang up in alarm. The springs creaked under his great weight, and for a moment it looked as if the whole bed would collapse. He jumped to his feet with a queer expression on his face. In fact, he wasn't sure but this was some sort of a trap set for him. But the little girl laughed merrily at the accident and clapped both hands. He could not believe she was attempting to deceive him, and he grinned like a foolish boy who had discovered a bent pin in his chair.
"Oh, Buster," she cried, "I guess this isn't a bear bed. You're too heavy for it. Maybe the chair will hold you."
Buster turned and looked at the chair. He seemed a little doubtful, but he wanted to be polite. He tried it carefully, but when it began to crack and groan under his weight, he was wise enough not to go any further. He shook his head and put the chair back in its place. The little girl shrieked with laughter again. It was very amusing to her, and Buster, not wishing to offend her, grinned and nodded his head. He liked children, and this one was anxious to play with him. After a while, she grew serious again and looked around at every article in the room.
"I don't know, Buster," she said slowly, "but you'll have to sit on the floor. I don't think anything else is strong enough to hold you. It's not very polite to ask visitors to sit on the floor, but what else can I do, unless you prefer to stand?"
Buster didn't prefer to stand. He was very tired, and he didn't mind the floor as a seat at all. In fact, it was more suitable to him than a bed or a chair. So he squatted down on his haunches and smiled. Even then, his head towered above the little girl's.
"Are you comfortable there?" she asked.
Buster nodded.
"Then," she added, "you must tell me where you came from and how you escaped those cruel men. I want to hear the whole story. It's better than a story from a book, and I love storybooks about bears. Did you ever hear the story of Goldilocks or the Three Bears? No? Then I'll tell you."